Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is Your Weather with meteorologist Kelly Bayern on the Coin Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, Ian Costello coming to you from the Coin Work From Home podcast studio, and we're going to do your weather week a little bit differently today. The Coin 6 weather team is super, super busy right now, so it is just me and Kelly Bayern this week. Coin 6 morning meteorologist Kelly Bayern is here. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks for being willing to hop on. I know you're incredibly busy, and this isn't the way we usually go about these things, but with everybody as busy as they are, it's just you and I today. And
yeah,
I've got one question, and I think it's the question on everybody's mind. When is the smoke going to blow out of here?
Oh, yeah, that is the million-dollar question. We're all ready for it to go. I know over the weekend, we stayed socked in hazardous air quality all weekend long in Portland and around the valley. And as we start this Monday morning, we're still seeing hazardous air in Portland. And it's getting pretty tiring. I know you step outside for, 5 minutes, you're walking to your car, and you get a headache. I hate the smell now, and it needs to go. But the big concern is that we still have, 5 or 6 large wildfires, each over 100,000 acres in size, that are still burning. And as long as we have those fires burning in the Cascades, we'll likely see lots of dense smoke penetrating portions of the valley. Now, it doesn't mean we won't see some thinning of that smoke this week. We do have some weather in our favor, but it's likely that smoke will continue to sit around as we head into the end of the week and maybe even this weekend.
There was a lot of talk over the weekend, even late last week, but then over the weekend, that we could maybe see some relief Monday afternoon with some stronger west winds and potentially a little bit of rain. Is that not the case anymore?
So that's still the case. We're still getting some favorable changes to our weather pattern. We're seeing our humidity, our relative humidity and moisture content increasing. So that is good to mitigate the fire spread and the growth of those wildfires. We are also tracking some rain showers that will work in. But I think the issue is a lot of folks here think this rain event coming in Tuesday morning is going to be the solution to the wildfire smoke. That's definitely not the case. It could provide some temporary relief. I do see smoke thinning out towards the coast and here in Portland by Monday night into Tuesday morning. I think we may wake up to a bit more clear conditions, better visibility, maybe a little bit of smoke outside and, some improvement there. But with those fires still burning, they're not completely put out by this rain event. Firefighters will still be fighting these fires well into late week and even this weekend. So there will be moments as we move into Wednesday that we see some smoke pushing back into Salem, Eugene, and then maybe even up the valley. And, we've got fires, not just the ones in Oregon, but all around. There's some in Washington, in Southwest Washington now, that are burning at around 25,000 acres. There's some out towards the coast that continue to burn as well that aren't fully contained. So as long as these fires are still burning here, and they will likely continue to burn this entire week, we won't be in the clear and we'll still be dealing with unhealthy air at times.
One of the other parts that come along with the smoke, I mean, you said it stinks. It sucks to go outside and breathe. It knocks down visibility. It's also keeping temperatures a little lower, is it not?
Oh, it is. It's pretty incredible to see the past day's highs over the past week or two observed temperatures. So we've been in the low to mid 60s for our highs in Portland.
That's when a little unusual.
It is. It's just this thick inversion layer of smoke that is really socked in the valley and kept the heating out. So we tend to see this pattern. You may recognize it more in the wintertime, but with fog, when we get that fog trapped at the surface, there's high pressure kind of sinking air that keeps that fog here stuck in the valley. This time it's smoke. But on those days, we tend to not break out of that fog and we stay much cooler. And it's typically one of those days where the forecast is a bust. I'm not going to lie. Harder to forecast on those days again in the winter. But same for the end of last week through the weekend and even into today, we've seen a drastic drop in our highs from the forecast, even when we should be seeing the 80s this time of the year. We're back in the mid 60s because of that smoke. So I have been tweaking my forecast. I remember, I think it was Thursday last week, I forecast 80 for the next morning and dropped it to 70. And then that happened again. I forecast 70 and dropped it to 60. So there is a drastic change and influence with that smoke in here, how we don't warm up during the afternoons.
So the smoke's going to keep us a little bit cooler, but the smoke is still going to stick around.
Yeah. Yep.
is there any, I mean, you mentioned that this is going to keep happening. We're still going to be dealing with this smoke basically as long as these fires are burning. And we know that if the wind starts to blow real hard to blow the smoke out of here, it will be a big concern for firefighters on the fire lines. They don't want to see the wind.
Yeah.
Is there any hope that maybe by Tuesday afternoon, I will be able to go out and walk my dog?
You know, I'm not sure how much our air quality will improve. I do think our visibility and in terms of how thick that smoke is, that'll start to thin. That will improve by maybe even late Monday night into Tuesday through Tuesday. So if it does drop enough to where we're seeing moderate air quality, you know, it thins just enough, you could walk your dog and step outside, maybe get some exercise. We'll be watching very closely. I don't want to forecast something that I'm not too much of an expert in, you know, air quality forecasting. I do still see these fires in place, winds that will still transport smoke around. So there is a chance we still keep unhealthy levels of air, even though that smoke is thinning as we head into Tuesday. Overall, we are seeing that strong southwesterly jet higher up in the atmosphere that is bringing us, you know, higher humidities and moisture into these areas that are burning. So firefighters are having a better time containing these fires. Now, the Beechey Creek fire, that's about 180,000 acres in size, is now 10% contained. That is improvement from even just last week, last Thursday and Friday. And humidity in that area starting to increase. So things are becoming more moist and humid out there. Plus that little bit of rain that we'll see on Tuesday. And to end the week, we'll continue to see that jet and a few more disturbances coming in, bringing us spotted showers across the valley and into the foothills. So I think in general, we'll gradually improve our air quality as we move forward. I think the first period where we could see some major improvement may be Tuesday morning into Wednesday. But again, air quality can always change as winds are the ones, or is the thing that is transporting that smoke around the valley. So always keep track of the air quality yourself and stay tuned to COIN in the forecast, which is always changing as well. But the first period, I think that we could see a little bit of improvement maybe on Tuesday, yet we'll still be tracking smoke all week long.
Other than the smoke, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what are we looking at in terms of just overall weather?
Overall weather, it's a little bit showery at times. So we're going to keep cooler temperatures with off and on showers. And that's kind of a good change from the 80s and 90s that we got to start September in general. So a little bit of a cooler week. And again, there are some more weather disturbances, smaller weather systems that will work through the Pacific Northwest and give us a chance for some rain, which ultimately is a good thing to help those firefighters have better weather conditions to fight these fires, hopefully mitigate that fire spread heading into Thursday and Friday. So we'll be tracking rain showers as we head towards the end of the week and cooler temperatures. So, you know, all weather that's in favor to fight these fires.
Kelly Barron, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the COIN Podcast Network. You can listen to more great COIN podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.